Hello, blues fans. This is Peter J from Peter J Audio and front of house mixer for Callahan's Music Hall. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, PedEx, Michigan. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, your wireless provider. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. Philip Ryan, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Sunday Night Blues guest in the studio tonight is Peter J., who is here tonight to tell us about his professional career, owner-president of Peter J. Audio Post. Now, that's located just outside of Detroit. Peter J. tells us about his schooling and what to expect and about audio engineering for CD, DVDs, television, and radio. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society. They're going strong for over 25 years. Become a member today. Visit them at SundayNightBlues.net. On tonight's show, we go back to May 7th, 1929 for a song called Guitar Blues. We have two email requests for tonight, one for J.J. Cal and another one for Walter Trout. Also on Sunday Night Blues tonight, Ann Repson, along with Bob McGolan, Lisa Lally, Indigenous, and we're also going to hear from Jeff Beck. Coming up, Lucinda Williams, and we're also going to hear from Harry Mannix as we start off Sunday Night Blues with a blues band from Sacramento, California, as the leader of the blues band and also the host of a weekend blues radio show in California. Now, this lead singer of the blues band has been performing since the late 1960s as Sunday Night Blues starts tonight's show with Mick Clark and the Blues Rockers and Got to Play the Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
I'm raised on rock and roll, the music of my day. But then I heard the blues and it took my breath away. Didn't know about Muddy Waters till I heard the Rolling Stones. When I heard the Delta call, I got a feeling in my bones. Now I got to play the blues. You know I got to play the blues. Yeah, there's no way I can lose with these low-down cooking blues. It's a howling wolf on Shindig, and he really blew my mind. He may not have been my color, but he surely was my kind. Then came Johnny Hooker, and then the three great kings, Phoebe, Albert, Freddie, man, they really played those strings. And I got to play the blues. You know I got to play the blues. Man, there's no way I can lose with those low-down cooking blues. Thank you.
praying for me. I'm gonna jump overboard and drown. Mammy, come sit down. He comes sit down right beside me. He's gonna be good, Mama, if you just don't whip me. Now go with my baby. Whip a man like a one whip a sassy child. I don't have to ask him no questions, man, because he knows the reason why. Tell me why. In the world to do.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Lucinda Williams and Disgusted. That was a song written by Little John Jackson and recorded back in 1951 by Little John Jackson. Lucinda Williams, known for American rock, folk, blues, and country music. Lucinda Williams and Disgusted on Sunday Night Blues. By email request from Bad Axe, Michigan, Rick emailed the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Glad to have you along for a Sunday evening, Rick, and ask for the original song, Call Me the Breeze, by J.J. Cale, on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW. 102.1 WLEW with JJ Cal by email request from Bad Axe, Michigan, and the original Call Me the Breeze. Now the song first appeared on JJ Cal's debut album called Naturally, as the opening track. Call Me the Breeze has been covered by Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bobby Bear, and back in 1988 by Johnny Cash. Call Me the Breeze on Sunday Night Blues with JJ Cal. You can check out Sunday Night Blues at sundaynightblues.net. Connect with the show on Facebook at sundaynightblues/Philip Ryan. Hit the like button. And with summer just around the corner, you can check out sundaynightblues.net for all your upcoming blues events. Like July 20th, a Saturday, hot blues and barbecue and art. A blues event you won't want to miss. That's hot blues and barbecue and art, Saturday, July 20th. Peter J., our guest tonight in the Sunday Night Blues studios, president and owner of Peter J. Audio Post, just outside of Detroit, Michigan. Coming up, we're going to hear from Harry Mannix, Indigenous. And up next, well, after a career lasting more than 30 years with the Rolling Stones, well, everybody thought this blues musician would retire. More on this on Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
From the Chris Canis Band, signing on. Just make sure you guys lock it in here on Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW. Philip Ryan, your host, as we bring you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society. You can check out the Detroit Blues Society at sundaynightblues.net and become a member today. Also, check out Mid-Michigan Blues Lovers on Facebook and become a member and keep up on current blues events happening right here in mid-Michigan. Well, if you're a musician wondering about recording that first CD and the right way, or if you're just wanting to just be a part of the music scene, Peter J. is here in the Sunday Night Blues studios to give you all the tips on recording and maybe a career in audio engineering. Coming up, Good Time Charlie Has the Blues, a song covered by numerous artists, and tonight this blues musician who blends blues and folk music together, well, he plays it for us tonight on Sunday Night Blues. Also, we're going to hear from Indigenous. Well, after a career lasting more than 30 years as the bass player with the Rolling Stones, William George Perks, an English musician, played rock and roll with the Stones from 1962 to 1993. In 1997, he has recorded and toured with his own band. William George Perks is his real name, but in 1961, he took on the name Bill Wyman. His band is called Bill Wyman and the Rhythm Kings. Here is Chicken Shack Boogie on Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Looking for that place they call a chicken shack. She's fine as wine, it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Thank you.
the good things to eat. All the parts of chicken must mark the scent. Well, you can eat the last part of the one over the fence, right? Inside, man, and have a ball. Now, all you cats who think you're sharp as a tack, the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack. Take your seat.
Amanda Dulles here from East Lansing.
Hi, this is Abby Buck from Virginia.
Hi, this is Tracy Jackson from Detroit. You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan.
Well, everybody's gone away. Leave this time, they're gonna stay. Ain't a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. Said this town gonna waste your time. Guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time child has got the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Time Charlie's cut the blue.
Mm-hmm.
telling me you're not a kid at 33. Mess around, gonna lose your way. Mess too long, you lose your life. You got your pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. Yeah, you love to settle down. Everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues.
102.1 WLEW with Harry Mannix and Good Time Charlie Has the Blues, a song written by Dan O'Keefe back in 1971, re-recorded by Dwight Yoakam, Willie Nelson, Elvis Presley, and Harry Mannix. Harry Mannix, born in the Isles of Man, which is located in the Irish Sea. Harry Mannix and Good Time Charlie Has the Blues on Sunday Night Blues. Well, speaking of the blues, here is Indigenous and Blues This Morning on Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
WLEW with Indigenous and Blues This Morning off Indigenous CD called Things We Do. Now, Indigenous was formed back in the late 1990s. Back then, Indigenous consists of two brothers, Manti Nanji, he was on vocals and guitars, and Paytai Nanji, he was on the bass guitar, along with their sister, Wan Bidi, on drums and vocals, and their cousin on percussions was called Horse. Indigenous band members grew up on the South Dakota's Yankton Indian Reservation. Indigenous on Sunday Night Blues with Blues This Morning. Still to come, our interview with Peter J. from Peter J. Audio Post. An email request for Walter Trout that is coming up. We're going to hear from Lisa Lilly, and we're going to take you back to 1929 with Guitar Blues. And if we have enough time, we'll hear from Ann Repson along with Bob Margolin right here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad X.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello? That's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Jeremiah Johnson from the Jeremiah Johnson Band, keeping the blues alive on Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, as we bring you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host. Coming up, our interview with Peter J., president and owner of Peter J. Audio Post, just outside of Detroit, Michigan. Coming up, we got an email request for Walter Trout. We're also going to hear from Am Rapson along with Bob Margolin. Well, this next blues musician is playing at the Fox Theater in Detroit on May 3rd, a Friday night event. And he knows the meaning of the blues. We're talking about Joe Bonamassa on Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Do you know what it means to walk alone? And what it means to be by yourself? Do you know what it means when there's no one to bring? You know the meaning of the blues.
do.
WLEW, the Cruise Station, with Joe Bonamassa and the Meeting of the Blues. As Sunday Night Blues welcomes in the Blues Studios tonight, Peter J., owner of Peter J. Audio Post, located in Shelby Township, Michigan. Peter J. on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues. Peter, glad to have you along here.
Well, thanks so much. Hey, it's a pleasure to be on the radio with you, my friend.
It's great to introduce you to Mid-Michigan, the blues audience. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues is the owner of Peter J. Audio Post, Peter J. And Peter, how long have you been involved in the music business, and how did it all start for you?
Way back in the late 70s, I started playing in cover bands with my friends and things, and found our way into the punk rock clubs in Detroit, like Nunzio's and Bookies and Paychecks and these kind of things, playing rock and roll and even a little punk rock, you know, which was a lot of fun to do. I just stayed with it. We always did our own music. I was never really in a cover band, so I don't know. I couldn't even play Smoke on the Water, you know? You know, but I could always play my own stuff, you know? So we were always writing things, and I just kept going with it. And recording in my basement with cheap little recorders. My first recorder was a stereo 8-track player. You know, we'd record ourselves and listen back, and you know, I've been in the business for 30 years, let's say.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. And tonight in the blues studio is Peter J., professional video and recording engineer. And Peter, if someone is interested in the audio engineering, what advice would you give that person?
Listen a lot. Listen to a lot of things. Tune your ears. I think the best mixers are classical music composers and conductors. If you listen to classical music, you're going to hear all those different tones and textures and instruments, and you're going to hear how the composer wanted those to be placed in a mix. So I'm not even talking about the recording medium at all. I'm talking about how these guys place timbres and textures and sounds to make a very full, beautiful mix. So if you listen to these guys, and they're great recordings of the old composers and conductors, right there is going to set your head on a good path, you know, for how to mix. And then at the same time, listen to what you love, too. You know, I mean, the rock, blues, whatever you do, listen, though, you know. And find good producers that you like, you know, your favorite records. It's like, pursue the guy who mixed that record that you really like and check out his other work. And at the same time, learn everything. You know, I buy all these magazines, Mix Magazine and Sound on Sound and stuff, and I just eat these things. You know, they're in every room of the house. My bathroom's piled up. My library, you know, is piled up with magazines, and it's like I don't throw them out. You'll always pick up an old issue and see something new. And just take every gig you can get, you know, hang around, wrap cables, just be there, you know, like be that guy who wants to help. Things will happen, you know. That old Woody Allen quote, you know, something like, whatever it is, 80% of success is just showing up. And it's like, well, just stick your body in there, you know, and let them know you love it. And then people will gravitate towards you, you know.
Yeah, if you show that you have a great love for something and people show that you're very interested in it, they'll go out of their way to help you a lot.
And that's happened with me, you know, and then I'm more than willing to do that for anybody that wants to know anything or hangs around. I'm like, you know, like I always give them my time.
Wow, that's great. Tonight on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline is Peter J., owner of Peter J. Audio Post in Shelby Township. Peter, tell the blues audience about your stay in New York City and what brought you back to the greater Detroit area to open up your own recording studio.
New York was great. New York, I moved there in late 84. I went to school at New York University for audio engineering, and I wasn't a very good student in high school. I had like a 1.9 grade point average. back row kid, you know. And but I submitted a recording of my original music and hoped for the best. And it turned out that they liked that, and they pulled strings for me, and they got me into the school. I learned a lot there. In fact, I was there at the same time Rick Rubin was. Rick Rubin was doing Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party. He mixed that in his dorm room. And our friend Adam Dubin did the video for that. So these guys were doing their stuff in their dorm room. I was sharing an apartment. We were doing our original music with a guy named Gerald Collins, who has his amazing band here in Detroit called GC in the Jungle. And we pursued our art and our music. We played CBGBs, and the college experience was very good. I got great work from that. My internship was at Soundworks, which was in the basement of the old Studio 54.
Yeah, I was reading that.
You know, and I worked with a guy like Shep Pettibone, who did like the dance remixes. He was a dance remix guy, and he did like Madonna and Janet Jackson. And one of my first gigs was like Madonna's Vogue.
Wow.
That's how old I am, but it's how old she is.
This is true.
And eventually I put my own studio together in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and I did a lot of musical acts there. Blues artists, local blues artists, underground rock bands, noise bands, you know, always in the music. The musical world of mine was like very full and very rich, and Carnegie Hall was always on the menu, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the New York experience, and I kept going with that until my family needed me back here in Michigan for their family business and for health reasons from my father. And I came back and worked in the car business for a while, and we sold that and got him comfortably retired, and Callahan's kind of popped up, and I got pushed into doing live sound. I wasn't even really a live sound guy, and I ate it up. I mean, I went for it, and we're 5 years now going and enjoy what I do. I think we've created a sound for the club that people want to come and see. It's not a loud show, but it's a very full, rich sound. And
it's very nice.
And I'm amazed I'm still in the business. <Tell you the truth.
laughs> I hear nothing but great reviews about you. Peter Jay on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Peter, tell us about your studio and just what's involved to record and mix a CD for a band that is ready to release a new CD.
First thing is the band really has to, or the band leader anyway, has to have a very good understanding of the songs, the arrangements for the songs. The band has to be very well rehearsed. You don't want to go into the studio and start floundering around and go in second guessing your music. You know, you don't want to sit there and look at the clock, you know, ticking away your money, and then you're like, well, is this chorus, you know, in whatever, wrong key or whatever, you know. You don't want to, you want to come in really solid. That's a very key point. It's important that the band has a sound that it sounds cohesive. Like, it sounds like this is a band of people who have a very focused sound. It doesn't sound like a bunch of, like a pickup band, you know, where it's
right.
Dudes jamming and very loose. It's got to have a very cohesive, proper, pointed, you know, vision. And then it's easy. Then you hang out with the band, you hang out with the songwriters, you get an idea of what they like, what records they like to listen to, what they want to sound like, and then you start figuring out in your head, well, you know, maybe this kind of microphone or record it this way or that way to achieve what they're hearing in their head. And you don't want to get arrogant about it and sort of decide for them what they should sound like. It's you want to give them what they want.
Right.
You don't want to pull this arrogance thing where it's like, I think the guitar should sound like this, and next thing you know, you're tweaking it, and it doesn't sound like what the guitarist wanted.
And they're not happy.
Yeah, so you got to keep your head about you and not get arrogant. And let just be the vehicle for getting it to tape, say, so to speak.
Peter Jay from Peter Jay Audio Post, tell us about some of the musicians that you've had the pleasure to work with, and tell us a little bit about Callahan's.
Had quite a run with the musicians. The musicians at Callahan's, Tad Benoit was one of our first major acts there. He was wonderful. Of course, Jim McCarty from Cactus and the Detroit Wheels. We're working on the new Cactus album right now. I just tracked the guitars. with Jim McCarty. Looks like I'll be mixing that, but that will happen in the summer. So that's going. Sean Murphy from Little Feed and Bob Seger did a CD for her. And that was a wonderful time. She's a wonderful person.
Yeah, we've had her on Sunday Night Blues.
Great, great. Then Jimmy Thackeray, amazing guitar player. Did a live CD for him out of there, out of Callahan's. And Duke Robillard, Janova, Vernetta Davis.
Wow.
Johnny A., of course, Larry Carlton. Really top-notch, amazing people.
Peter, could you tell the blues audience, if they really don't know about Callahan's, can you tell a little bit about the bar and where it's located?
Sure. Callahan's is about 2 miles south of the Silver Dome, and that's in Auburn Hills. And it's a venue that fits about 180 people, maybe 200 maximum. It's a wonderful stage. It's got very nice LED lights. It's got a bar in the back, a very large bar, and very nice seating. Theater-style seating where every seat in the house, you could see the stage. No one has their back to the stage. It's all set up very nicely. What's wonderful is that the people that you go to see are right in front of you. You have access to them. They play, and then they go to the front door to sit at their merchandise table, so they don't disappear. You have access to them, you know. And that's the wonderful thing about Callahan's, is you can shake their hand, you know, and buy something and get them to sign something and talk to them, you know. John Mayall, when we started, when he did his show, he greeted everyone that walked into Callahan's at the front door. And people walked by him because they had no idea he'd be standing there. He's shaking everybody's hands as they're walking in like, whoa, that's incredible. So it's a very homey, you know, vibe in there. It feels nice. It's a wonderful listening room. It's not a loud room. Again, I keep it very nice and, I don't know, comfortable.
Well, I've had the pleasure of being there twice, so.
Oh, great.
You know, and yes, everything that you described is exactly what Callahan's is all about.
Great, yes, I love it there.
It is. Peter J., owner and president of Peter J. Audio Posts. Peter, a true professional mix engineer for CDs, DVDs, television, and radio. How can the blues audience here in Mid-Michigan find you?
Well, I can be found on the internet at www.peterjaudio.com. And on that homepage, there's a whole bunch of examples of my work and my mixes, and there's like samples of my work. So that website right there will have everything about me and some examples of my mixes.
That's fantastic. I'm going to add you to SundayNightBlues.net, too. So I give a place for people to come and find Peter J., owner and president of Peter J. Audio Post out of Shelby Township. And Peter J., thank you so much for being a part of Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Thank you so very much. What a great time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We hope you enjoyed our interview tonight with Peter J. from Peter J. Audio Post just outside of Detroit in Shelby, Michigan. You can check Peter J. out at peterj.com or check him out at the website, sundaynightblues.net. This one is by email request from Harrisville, Michigan. Dave emailed the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net, wanted to hear some Walter Trout. And how much do you want? It's Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
How much do you want? Will you ever have everything that you need? It never seemed to be enough. How many miles have you got to feed? Can't see the ones that love you. You've been blinded by greed. Money gonna make you
I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song. I'm gonna stand for right and always shun the wrong. When I'm in a crowd, when I'm alone, on the street or in my home, I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song. Every day, every way, on a busy thoroughfare, folks may spot me, they may mock me, think I'm foolish, but I don't care. I can't sing one thing and then live another, be a saint by day and a devil undercover. I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song. If by day, if at night, I must always walk in the light, folks mistake me, underrate me, 'cause I want to do what's right. Oh well, I can't go to church and shout all day Sunday, go out and get drunk and raise hell on a Monday. I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song. About in my song, I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues, ending tonight's show with Ann Rapson and Bob McGolan, and I'm gonna live the life I sing. Ann Rapson was an American blues vocalist and guitar player. She was born in New York back in 1945. Ann Rapson had been playing the blues professionally since 1962 and passed away January 30th of 2013. Ann Rapson, along with Bob McGolan, and I'm going to live the life I sing right here on Sunday Night Blues. We want to thank Peter J. from Peter J. Audio Post for being our guest on Sunday Night Blues tonight. You can check out Peter J. at peterj.com. And tonight's show, well, it's brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. You can check us out Sunday Night Blues at sundaynightblues.net or go on my Facebook page, Sunday Night Blues /Philip Ryan. Hit the like button and please leave a comment or request about tonight's show. Soon to come to Mid-Michigan, the Mid-Michigan Blues Society. More details as they happen. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in Mid-Michigan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. She is a whopping 6 years old. I love you, and I'm very proud of you, baby. Take care, Blues fans.